3 already on Tuesday, going down to Australia this hour to talk to David John Oates about the fabulous world of reverse speech, one of the most remarkable, if not the most remarkable, technologies ever invented, created, discovered, to try to resolve and understand the inner workings of this ever-so-troubled species we call human beings. Hello, David.
Hello, Jeff. Greetings from Australia. A cold
greetings.
Day here. In...
Greetings. It's what?
A cold day here in Adelaide today.
A cold day in Adelaide. Sounds like a movie. A cold day in Adelaide. An art film. You get it.
Got my heater on and everything. There you go. Okay, well, I have been chasing, researching, following the conflict in the Middle East, as I'm sure everyone is. Quite funny, last night I saw on TV our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, flew to Washington, D.C. to meet with Biden. And we met with Biden. And I
yes.
said, I know what...
Mr. Personality meets Mr. Brain Dead. I see.
And then I said to my mate, I know what this trip's all about. Biden wants Australia to send troops. And what do they announce on Australian TV this morning? Troops are being deployed to the Middle East, Australian troops. So there you go.
You got it. You nailed it. Yeah, look, they're not going over there to do relief work, humanitarian aid, do database entry and compute. They're going over there to fight for and with the Jewish army. There's no question. None. 48 ships. Did you see the video of the task force we sent? 48 ships.
Wow, that's a lot of ships.
And the Eisenhower, the nuclear carrier Eisenhower, has been diverted. It's not going to the Eastern Mediterranean, as we've been told. They're going to send it to the Persian Gulf now, I guess to make it more of a target for Iranian missiles. But whatever. So the Eisenhower task force is going to the Persian Gulf. Don't know how many ships are in that, but there you go. There were supposed to be two carriers in the Eastern Mediterranean, but they've changed their mind. But this whole thing, it's on a fuse. The fuse is lit. You can see where it's going.
Yep.
It's obvious.
Yep. Yeah, look, I'm getting more and more references to the war in clients' reversals. Actually found Gaza and Hamas and the war coming in client reversal, so it's in the collective unconscious. I'm got further dates about December. This is about the fourth time now I've heard December in the last 2 weeks about some big event in December. So if the fuse has been lit, and I suggest it's going to go off in December, and just before I went to air with you, I found this reversal on Biden from his trip to Israel. I'll start off with this. This is from, when was he in Israel? Last week.
Week ago, last week. Week ago on the weekend, I think.
Okay, so here he is on a press conference.
Not just, I won't go into it, I'll wait later. Taking too much time, but the point is this, that...
There's a nuke with Hamas.
There's a nuke with Hamas. There's a nuke with Hamas.
You hear that?
I hear it, but I don't hear with Hamas. I hear with the, and it sounds almost like mast. With it's with the something. There's a nuke, it's clear. There's a nuke with the mast, or something like that. See what you hear.
There's a nuke with Hamas.
Yeah, I do.
The word "the" is very clear.
No, you're absolutely right. I do hear that. Yeah.
Huh. But whatever. Maybe it's there's a nuke with Hamas. I don't know. I can't catch that last word. But there's a nuke. Now that would be interesting. I got something to add. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, I heard it and I posted it on my Facebook page and other people heard it, so I thought, okay, well, I'll go to air with it. But
good. I don't hear Hamas, but that doesn't mean...
Certainly there's a nuke.
Here's the big story on that. We've given Ukraine well over $150 billion in either cash or military weapons, ammunition, tanks, the works. One of the most important thing to consider, though, is that much of that equipment went on the black market. Who bought it? Two of the prime purchasers were Hezbollah and Hamas. There's a video out. It's in a news story up there on the site somewhere. And it shows, pardon me, it shows Hamas basically boasting about all of the anti-tank javelin systems they have. They've got anti-tank rockets, missiles. Those are javelins. They've got Stinger surface-to-air missiles. They've got man pads. They have all kinds of advanced weaponry that evens the playing field to a very large degree. If the Jewish army goes in there, they're going to lose a lot of tanks, a lot of armored personnel carriers, and a lot of people. It is now my count that at least six Israeli attack helicopters have been taken down by these surface-to-air missiles, the Stingers, since the beginning of hostilities on October 7th. At least six. That's my count. So they're shooting down Israeli helicopters. They will get to the point where they'll be able to shoot down some of the airborne assets beside helicopters, I think. But anyway, they've got all kinds of anti-tank weapons ready to go. These will demolish a tank. One round, boom, gone. And they bought them from Ukraine. They bought American weapons that were put on the black market by the Ukrainian Zionists to make money and pad their nests. And they didn't give a damn where the weapons went. So now Hezbollah and Hamas are loaded. Nobody knows this. Very few.
Well, that's not good at all.
Well, no, it's going to escalate. That's one reason why the Israeli army has not invaded Gaza. They're going to get their clocks cleaned.
Right. I was wondering why they're delaying.
That's the primary reason. They're trying to assess. Oh, and a three-star Marine Corps general from America is apparently at the top or nearly the top of the planning military asset of the IDF. So we have an American running the show to a significant degree, making lots of recommendations. We have America supplying all the weapons and armaments from jet aircraft down to Jeeps that the or Humvees that the Israeli military has. We're paying for everything. That makes us just a little bit complicit, doesn't it, David? You bet.
Yes. Yeah, of course it does. Here's another reference to December. I played two last week. Here's another one. Who's this guy? Who is this? I know his face. Can't think of his name.
Hopefully, the indication here will send a clear message that that right now, a lot of very innocent Palestinians are deeply at risk.
But that's December.
But that's December.
The B's a bit faint on December.
Okay, what is he saying again, just for the record?
But that's December. Okay? I'll play it again.
Deeply at risk. But that's December.
Is he saying, but that's December?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
All right,
December.
Now I got it.
December.
Well, the timing is about right, David. Think about it. Yeah. We're almost into November. That's 4 weeks, and then we're into December. And the way this is escalating incrementally, but all the time, there's no talk of de-escalation whatsoever. I keep repeating that, but I'm looking, and I don't see any. This is all heading toward a major Middle East war at the least, and with 48 ships, including the USS Ford, the world's biggest and brand-new aircraft carrier, just sitting there in the Eastern Mediterranean, it could be hit. It's got defenses, but it could be hit.
That was Leon Panetta that I just played, so that's December. All right, now, look, I've just had a courier van pull up. I'm going to have to go over the gate in a sec. Let's see what he's going to do. And here's one of the Decembers I played last week on Blinken.
The message that I bring to Israel is this. You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself.
New God, it's December.
Near God, it's December.
Near God, it's December. Near God, it's December.
It's December, and there was another December one I played too. Where did I find that one? Yeah, here it is. Yeah, this was on a client.
Okay, I understand. And now it just cuts out just for a little bit every once in a while when we're talking, but I got the whole message there.
I just got to let someone in the gate. One sec, Jeff. Sorry.
Go ahead, David. Sec. Yeah, yeah. No, no problem. All right, so December again. And remote viewer Dick Allgaier and his group at Future Forecasting Group. .com have said the same thing, something very big by the end of the year. The end of the year is 8 weeks away, 9 weeks away. So it's shaping up like this is only the beginning. What this is going to morph into could very well be World War III. And it's bizarre to see people so placid about it. So accepting of it, like they're ready for it. All right, bring it on. It's okay. We'll get through it. No. That's not the right action. Yeah. The action to take is not that. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, sorry about that. So, so that's three references to December. There was also one on a client, and I didn't keep that one. So, yeah, the timeline's about right. It really is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, so let's play some more. Here's on Netanyahu in Biden's visit to Israel.
In their last moments, as the monsters found out their hiding places, Hamas kidnapped women, children, elderly, Holocaust survivors.
And it simply says, stealth, need our hurt.
Stealth, need our hurt.
It just speaks for itself. You know, they obviously got stealthy operations going on.
Right. Well, stealth, I think, honestly, may well relate to the fact that this was all orchestrated by the Israeli government. They ordered the military to stand down. We know that now. Even IDF veterans have admitted that there's something terribly wrong with this whole alleged scenario. There's no way anybody could get near that wall to blow it up. And there was no military response for 4.5 hours. People in kibbutz that were, in many cases, attacked by these killers are saying that there was no assistance. And the military base is a couple miles away. Nothing. So it was an inside job. And that, if you look at my homepage, you'll see a veteran of the Israeli Defense Forces in the lower large graphic area. It's a video, and he'll tell you the whole story, and he is furious. So that may be what Netanyahu is saying, stealth. Yeah, we stealthily pulled this whole thing off so we could have grounds to go against Iran and pull the United States in to do our fighting for us, which is what they're doing. They're planning on it. 12,000 U.S. troops are on the way there right now, David. So, yeah, bad news all the way around.
Okay. All right. Now, what was I playing? I was playing...
December.
Oh, yeah.
December,
okay.
Sounds like the month. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly does sound like the month. What am I looking for? I'm looking for Biden. Where is he? Here we go. Here's another one from Israel trip.
I've had my great Secretary of State here. He's been here for a lot. But I wanted to personally come and make that clear.
Mark your surf.
Mark your surf. Mark your surf.
Mark your surf.
Surf is a very common metaphor in reverse speech. It's just the flow and movement of life. But I think it means, you know, lay out our territory here, okay? You know, get ready.
Uh-huh.
Get ready, guys, okay? So, mark your surf. Let our influence be felt, okay? And mark out our territory. So everyone is getting prepared. Okay? So
That's the big message. Everyone's right. getting prepared one way right. or the other. No one is talking about disengagement. No one is talking about peace talks. They're all preparing for a major war. How else can you look at it?
I have no doubt it's coming down, as much as it pains me to say that. It seems fairly apparent to me.
I agree.
Here's a couple of reversals on some news commentators.
I wanted to be here today for a simple reason.
Oh, that's Biden. Sorry, that's Biden.
I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Adding everything up, getting his troops together. Okay, same type of thing.
I add. Sound like I said I add 30. Did I hear 30 in there?
Oh, I've got four Israel. I add four Israel. Hang on. Oh yeah, I add 30 Israel. Well, I'll be bothered.
There it is.
I wonder what 30 Israel means. I add 30 Israel.
I don't know. 30 what? 30 nukes? They've got hundreds on their own. That wouldn't be it. 30 divisions of U.S. troops? I don't know. They've got 48 ships there now. Don't know.
Don't know. Unfortunately, sometimes with reverse speech, you never know what it means until after the event. Then you say, oh, that's what
true. That's true.
I'm getting a little bit better on foresight. I'm very good on hindsight. But foresight's a little bit tougher. All right, here's another one.
A rocket fired by one of the other militant groups in Gaza. But the fact is that it's already become a lightning rod for protest across the Arab world.
They're all sinners.
What did she say?
I've got they're all sinners, but I think the first word is there.
The Arab world. They're all sinners.
I think it's terrible sinners.
They're all sinners.
Terrible sinners with a cold in her nose.
Really?
Sounds like she has a cold in her nose. Terrible sinners. That's not too much of a stretch.
Oh, no, that's what I heard.
Your volume just dropped in half.
Oh, did it really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, now,
all right.
Now you're back. Okay.
Upped it up again. Okay, so here's the next one.
A rocket fired by one of the other militant groups in Gaza. But the fact is that it's already become a lightning rod for protest across the Arab world, both on the streets of the Middle East and in presidential palaces and amongst the leaders of those countries. It's been extremely poorly received. There have been protests in all the capitals of the neighboring countries.
It's Nazi limit.
It's Nazi limit.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nazi limit.
It's Nazi limit.
It's almost like saying it's like the Nazis all over again, you know.
It's Nazi limit?
Yes, that's what I got. Yes, it's Nazi limit.
I'm so fatigued at hearing that word being drug out forever to label anything that's to be taken down with. It's just, it's not the issue. Not now. That was 80 years ago.
Right.
And when Netanyahu says kidnapping, Israelis, and then he threw in the obligatory kidnapping Holocaust survivors. Right. Holocaust survivors, that war ended 77 years ago, so they'd have to be 96, 97 years old, and whatever.
Unless they're children. Unless they were children.
I think that they have somehow conferred Holocaust survivorship benefits to the offspring of those who are really in the labor camps, and that they choose to somehow label as Holocaust survivors. And it's quite amazing how many did survive, if you think about that angle, too.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right. Next one. So who's this one on? I didn't find these reversals, by the way. This was found by one of my mentor students, Chris Gabriel, who found some for me last week, too. So there you go. I found the nuke reversal, but these ones I'm playing now at. Chris found. I've just had a crazy week again. Just crazy. Good crazy.
Well, if you quit buying things and having to run to the door to pick up the packages, you'd have more time for fun.
That's true. Getting ready for the Holocaust, mate.
I know. You know, you're Mr. Prep. This is good.
Yep.
A rocket fired by one of the other militant groups in Gaza. But the fact is that it's already become a lightning rod for protest across the Arab world, both on the streets of the Middle East and in presidential palaces and amongst the leaders of those countries. It's been extremely poorly received. There have been protests in all the capitals of the neighboring countries.
Need the head.
Need the head.
Need the head.
Oh, yeah.
Need the head.
David, your volume is down. Your playbacks are twice as loud as you are.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, talk a little louder if you can.
Okay, let me turn my volume up and turn the playback down.
Playback's okay.
All right. I'll play Need the Head again. Here we go.
Trees. Need the head.
Need the head.
Need the head.
Are those
needs,
levels better?
Yes. Needs a head.
Oh, needs a head. Okay.
There have been protests in all the capitals of the neighboring countries.
Needs a head. Well, that could be anything. Could refer to the people who got beheaded, even. I don't know.
Right. You want to keep going here?
No, we'll have a break. I don't have too many more.
Yeah. All right. Time for a quick run to the kitchen, everybody, or wherever, and we'll be right back. Okay, back with the maestro of reverse speech, David Oates in Adelaide, ready to roll right on out of town. Anytime.
Okay, where are the other ones I've got? Okay, here are some of the other ones. I'm not too sure who this is speaking. We'll
are you allowed
out.
To have any firearms there?
No. Oh, no. In Australia? No.
Not at all. I mean, I thought that there might be some quirk where they allow you as a collector to have one or whatever.
There are exceptions. Yeah. I think you from a gun club. Look, I actually don't know. So, I know I can't own one. So.
Well, good luck with pepper spray.
Yeah, really. All right, so here is someone. Who is this? I can't see a name on it.
How does Israel carry out what it believes to be necessary military operations in the wake of October 7th? At the same time, there's going to be growing pressure for a ceasefire.
Now I'll give an exit.
Now I'll give an exit.
I don't know who that is, though, talking.
Very clear. I've heard the voice, but I cannot hang a name on it. But it's quite clear. Yeah.
Yeah, now I'll give an exit. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Here's the next one on the same guy. Oh, no, this is Leon Panetta now.
We're probably going to continue to see incidents like this take place as the war heats up.
Yep. Ghost, then a snake. Or it could be ghost letter snake. Hang on, I heard ghost letter snake then.
Then.
Then? Yeah, okay.
Then.
All right. Well, GHOST, as I've already established, is the CIA. Okay, we've established that a couple of years ago now. So, there's no surprise the CIA is involved up to their eyeballs in this, you know. And then a snake, deception, cunning, destruction, you know. So just confirmation that American forces are in there. And here's that December reversal again on Leon Panetta.
Hopefully, the indication here will send a clear message that that right now a lot of very innocent Palestinians are deeply at risk.
But that's December.
That's December.
That's December.
Wow. Is that the 4th December of the night, David, or the 3rd?
Yeah,
or just a repeat?
4th December of the night.
4th one.
Yeah. Right. I've never heard a month mentioned in reverse speech so many times. Okay.
Well, the plans are made, and obviously they're in the ethers, and reverse speech is picking them up, for sure.
Yeah, they certainly are. Yeah. The other one I played, now give an exit, was Clayton Morris. Whoever Clayton Morris is.
He used to be an anchor, I think, on Fox. He's got a program called Redacted now. And it's just, another podcast on video.
Right, okay. All right, so here's the next one. This is on Leon Panetta.
If in fact it's a full-scale invasion into Gaza,
have their fate.
Have their fate.
Yeah, they're going to have their fate, all right. That's right.
Yeah, they certainly are. That's straightforward. And this one is on Leon Panetta as well.
I think there's a very good chance that this war is going to expand. And that Hezbollah will enter the war, whether Iran does or not. They basically operate, as always, through proxies.
I see a war.
See a war.
See a war. See a war.
Just a congruent reversal. I mean, listen to the forwards again. And you'll hear it say a war forwards.
I think there's a very good chance that this war is going to expand.
That this war is going to expand. See a war.
Proxies. See a war.
Perfect.
That's writings on the wall, mate. No doubt about that.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Next one is also on Leon Panetta.
But there's no question that right now I think there is a real danger of escalation in this war.
Sever's head.
Sever's head.
Sober here. Ooh. That's just not a good reversal. Sorry about that. No, I don't like that one.
I don't hear it.
No. All right. No, we throw that one out. That's okay. All right. Look, that's all the reversals I've got. But what I want to do is I want to go back over reversals I played a year ago. Now, where are they all?
Weren't there some predictive...
Yeah, they're the ones I'm pulling
reversal.
Up.
Yep. Yeah, good.
Yeah, they're the ones I'm pulling up. Okay, here we go.
Come through and really want to finish that project.
Oh, this is on a client.
Or whether he wants to go his own way on his own project. So
there's dark wars in the air.
There's dark wars in the air.
Yeah, that certainly is indeed. Then we've got this one.
That has to do with federal funds. Has to do with funding.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever number we're going to show, it's
these on clients.
It's going to be way higher than it should be.
Yeah, right. These are year old. The Battle Warning USA.
No matter what it was, I...
Yeah, there it is. I don't know what to say. It's there.
Yes, it is.
And then we've got this one here. Here we go.
And look,
when
I'm
you the whole,
go on.
When you have the whole world in this COVID, losing their jobs, famine.
World war.
World war.
Huh. Yeah, there it is. And here's another client saying world war.
I believe that all the world leaders that are on our side and you know, working for righteousness.
Uh-huh. World war.
World war.
Okay. Now, bear in mind, I played these reversals a year or so ago, okay? And here we have another one.
It sounds like this is something we might ought to be doing and figuring out how to. Oh, what if we, let's see, if we could do.
Instant, we'll feel a war.
Yes, we'll feel a war. Yes, we'll feel a war.
Otherwise it will start.
Yeah, in other words, the war will start in an instant. Boom.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right. Oh, here's another one.
I don't want anybody to get hurt, and I hope all this so far what I'm doing, like those astronauts.
Made another war. That one's not as clear as some of the others. Sorry about that.
I'm not sure about the first word, but it's another war.
Yep, I know. Now, these have been in the collective for a couple of years.
Oh, you know, overall, I'm really...
Ops see a war.
Ops see a war.
Oh, the war. Ops see the war.
Ops see the war.
In other words, operative, you know, secret operative.
Try this on.
Sure.
Now, she doesn't use the word clearly. She doesn't say to, but she says, off, see the war.
Yeah, that's like, what I said.
Off to see the war. Oh, is that what you got?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Oh, you're saying
sorry.
Off, see the war. Oh, off, not off. Sorry, I misheard
right.
you.
Off to see the war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can hear that. Yep, I can hear that. Okay. Either way, you know, it's in all the collective. Here's two reversals that says the same thing.
I have so many friends have been reading conspiracy theories, and they're posting all the stuff now, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's all over the place.
Oh, it is. And I don't know what the numbers are. I mean, the people that aren't on the internet reading those things.
They need the war.
They
need the war. And then we've got another client saying exactly the same thing.
Try this on, David.
Sure.
They needed the war. She's talking past tense.
I hear a faint ED, but it's very faint.
Yeah.
It's a bit...
There's something there, though. I think it's they needed the war.
Okay.
That would suggest time travel among the conscious, the unconscious mind.
Oh,
they needed it. She's looking back.
Yeah,
right?
I believe
they needed
that.
The war.
Yeah. I got a reversal on Hillary Clinton when she's on the campaign trail in 2016 that said, I wish I'd won. So it's past tense looking back before the election
was
even
held.
Well,
there you go. Very good. Yeah.
So here's another guy saying they need the war.
Somebody who's always been in a job.
They need the war.
They need the war.
Yeah, a little bit unclear. Sorry about that.
They know they need the war. It's there. Now, this is a minor downpour of people talking about war a year ago.
That's right. Yeah, here's this one. Oh, Boy, this one has suddenly come true all of a sudden.
You know, this has helped. The COVID's been a big blessing in that respect.
I see the rockets fly.
Everybody rockets fly.
A little bit unclear. But it's there. It's there. And what have we been seeing the last couple of weeks?
So is that the same woman who just spoke in the past tense, needed?
Yes, I would say it was, yes.
This woman may be a kind of a remote viewer viewing the future. I don't know. It's odd.
Yeah, well, I see the rockets fly. That's present tense. Here it is again.
Everybody rockets fly.
Play it again.
That's not the clearest verse in the world, unfortunately.
I think I might have an idea. Hold on.
Okay.
The COVID has been a big blessing in that respect.
I see the rockets fly is what I'm hearing.
Everybody rockets fly.
It sounds like she says, I see them rockets fly.
Oh, them
rockets.
It's
kind
rockets.
Of a cool, them.
Oh, yeah, I do hear them. Yeah, I hear that quite clearly now. Yeah, okay.
It's a colloquial yeah. expression. I see them yeah. rockets fly.
Yep. Here it is again.
Everybody rockets fly.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, here's another one.
I don't want anybody to get hurt, and I hope all this so far, what I'm doing, like those astronauts.
I'll play this one, sorry. Made another war. Yeah, not very clear. Oh, yeah, it's there. Yeah,
no, it's fine. Sometimes when you slow it down, it just steps out of the clouds, and you can see it clearly, hear it clearly. It's there.
Yeah, here's another one.
These are franchise. They do tax returns as franchises, H&R Block and things like that.
Help me go bomb shelter.
Help me call a bomb shelter.
I actually heard bomb shelter.
Help me call the bomb shelter. And then I think there's the word was on the end. You might want to cut that off. Help me call the bomb shelter. And then there's something else.
Yeah, there's a glitch on the end. Help me call the bomb shelter. And there's a little glitch on the end. I need to go and sort that out.
These are all a year ago, everybody. These people were picking this up a year ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And here's another one.
No. But again, hey, nor do I share a whole lot with him either, so.
Shall the army seek the war?
Yeah. One more time.
Sure.
No. But again, hey, nor do I share a whole lot with him either, so.
Shall the army seek the war?
I'm hearing there's a hard T on the front. It's not a sh. Tell the army seek the war.
Okay.
T.
You're absolutely right. It is tell. Clear as day. Tell the army seek the war. Definitely tell. I think I'm going to change that in my file right now.
Just example after example.
Yeah.
And I think we did play some of these a year ago.
Yeah, we did play some of them. Not all of them. I just played some.
No, this is overwhelming, David. This is really... No wonder you're getting packages delivered all day.
Yeah.
Stan, the U.S. is under a state of FEMA. It's under FEMA until September 15th.
Met the solution, the Army.
Met the solution, the Army.
Met the solution, the Army. Met the solution, the Army.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, the first word is mess.
Oh, mess.
There's no T.
Yeah.
Mess the solution, right? Is that what it was?
Mess? Yeah, mess the solution, the Army. Yeah, I'll play it again. Here we go.
Mess the solution, the Army?
Yeah.
Mess the solution, the Army?
That is mess.
Mess the solution, the Army?
Yeah, there we go. Here's another one.
Sue and I had to pay money for like $110 to rent the council hall and all that sort of stuff, yeah. And it just didn't really do anything. Gave it in.
The war will break the devil's sword.
The war will smash its never sword.
Wow.
The war will smash its never sword.
Well, could be make.
The war will smash its never sword.
Can I get that word? Break? What is that word?
The war will, and the word ends in an S-H. The war will something. The devil's sword, I think. Let's try it again. Maybe we can figure it out.
Oh, it could be smash. Hang on. It's smash. The war will smash.
I got
smash.
It.
Sword.
I hear it.
Oh, hang on. Let's go back to the beginning again.
Smash. Well, that's a pretty vibrant description. The devil's sword.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You could say Hamas is the devil's sword, for example. Or Hezbollah or Iran. Could be anyone. It could be America, even.
How about, let's be equal here. How about Israel is the devil's sword? Setting up this invasion, the attack by Hamas, specifically to empty Gaza of all Palestinians and take down its enemies once and for all with the help of the communist United States, its best partner in arms. In fact, we are paying for everything that Israel is doing. We've given it jets. We've given it every kind of weapon you can imagine. We're doing this. Yeah. It's us. If it weren't for us, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. Here's another one.
You comes in, it's like a breath of fresh air, right? It just shows you that you're
true.
On the right track and you're helping a tremendous amount of people.
Yep, always something new to learn. Enormous an ambush.
Enormous an ambush.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, here's
the
funny one.
What an avalanche of grim portention. Amazing.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Yep.
Well, I think that I'm okay. I don't think there's any problem that I can think of.
Okay. All right.
Be a jerkiest war.
Be a jerkiest war.
It could be dirtiest war, actually. I actually heard dirtiest then. Be a dirtiest war.
I think it's jerks. Something jerks.
Oh, yeah, there's a J.
Be a jerks in this war. That's the best I can do.
Oh, here's another one. Jeez, I got them everywhere.
That's exactly how I felt, and that's what my disability attorney thinks, too.
Plan this warfare on you.
Gamble, plan this warfare on you.
Ooh, what happened then?
Gamble,
sign this warfare. It's my software's playing it weird, so it's jumping.
Gamble, sign this warfare.
There it is.
Gamble, sign this warfare.
Gamble, plan this warfare on you. There you go.
Well, that's really a look into the future a year ago. That's remarkable. Wow. Good job, baby.
I'll be right. It's okay. I'll be right on top of this. No more reverses for you next week.
Okay. Yep. All right, my friend. You be well. Keep packing up and getting ready there. I know you are. I'm proud of you. This is good.
Good on you. Okay. All right. See you, mate. All Bye. Right.
Okay. David Prepper Oates. He is ready to roll. And that's very encouraging. I know many of you are, and I hope more of you can join that particular designation. You've got to be able to take care of yourselves. Okay, that's it for Tuesday. Back with you Wednesday, tomorrow night. Beware, prepare. Talk soon.